Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So this guy randomly just came up to me and gave me an envelope with a club tickets to the ball game tonight. And that stuff happens. Not all the time, but it doesn't surprise me when that happens anymore. And here's why. You know, sometimes people say about you or me that we're either lucky or we're unlucky. Maybe you grew up and you kind of think like, I'm an unlucky person, or nothing goes my way, or the world's always against me, or, you know, I'm always gonna get in trouble, something like that. You know what's interesting? When you have that mindset, it's the weirdest thing, but you actually begin to experience those things. So you have this thing in your body and in your brain. It's called the reticular activating system, your RAS filter. And the quick story, you may have heard this before, but the quick story is that your RAS filter, it actually seeks out what you tell it to look for. And this is a preservation tactic that I believe God has put inside each one of us. But it basically conserves energy. It's used for protection. It's used to basically find what we're looking for. So for me, I kind of walk around in life really believing that God is for me, that I am blessed, not just to be blessed myself, but I'm blessed to be a blessing. So don't get me wrong. But when this happens, it doesn't surprise me at all. Someone comes up and just a complete stranger and hands me tickets for the game tonight with a free parking pass and free club access and all these types of things. So I want to challenge you today, like, what are you telling your brain to look for? Are you telling your brain to look for all the people who are against you or all the unlucky things that happen in your life? Believe me, those things happen to everybody. But if your brain's trained to look for it, it tends to validate the belief that you put inside your mind. And the opposite is true. If you walk around in life and say, you know what, hey, God is good, you will find evidence every single day for that reality. Or, you know what, I exist to help other people. You will find people to help every single day. Or, you know what, people want my business. You will walk around and people will want your business. You will find people. Why? Because you're open to it. It's the same phenomenon. You've heard this before, but if a woman gets pregnant, what happens? She goes around and she suddenly sees pregnant women everywhere she goes. Or you buy a certain model or make a vehicle, and sure enough, everywhere you go, there's that vehicle. So again, it's not a crazy phenomenon. It's just the reality that our brains block out most of the information streams that are happening in our day, because otherwise we would go insane if we had to actually think about our heart beating, about hearing every noise, about smelling every smell. Essentially, we would be exhausted, and our brain wants to conserve power, so it only finds what we tell it to look for. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today, and most importantly, go tell your brain to look for something good today. All right, we'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.